Well, the Labor Party says the government's first changes to the Resource Management Act are short-sighted and put short-term profits ahead of environmental protection. Farming, mining and other industrial regulations are being scrapped or altered under the amendment to the bill, which will be introduced to Parliament next month. The government says it'll ease the burden for farmers around stock exclusion, winter grazing and healthy water obligations. Labor Party leader Chris Hipkins is on the line with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Federated Farmers has described the status quo, well, your government's rules, as a war on farmers. It says this is the end of that war. How do you see it?
I think that's absolute nonsense. I think one of the reasons that we've seen improvements in things like winter grazing was because we did raise the standards that were required. I think the fact that has worked isn't good justification for removing the regulation. We don't take that approach to law and order. If we make a law change to make something illegal and then people stop doing that, we don't then say, oh, well, okay, people aren't doing that anymore, we may as well do away with the law. And that's effectively what the farmers seem to be arguing at the moment. So, you know, I don't think that the intensive winter grazing practices that we've seen in the past, where you've had cows knee-deep in mud, is actually acceptable. And I think that the fact that we worked as a government to stop that from happening, and the fact that it's actually delivered good outcomes, is something that we should celebrate.
Do they have a point that some of the rules were complex? They say they were rushed through, 8 amendments put through over 3 years.
I think we can always look at how we can streamline things and improve things, but I think that what the current government are doing is saying, oh, let's just abolish the regulations altogether and leave it over to the farmers, when we know that, you know, past practices, particularly around issues like intensive winter grazing, were actually really detrimental.
Well, they're saying these rules would be on a more localised footing rather than a one-size-fits-all, which was the one of the gripes from the farming community, that it was just blanket restrictions that weren't always fit for purpose.
I mean, we'll work through the detail of the bill and scrutinise exactly what the government are proposing. But ultimately, I mean, I don't agree with the notion that because there's been an improvement, that's a basis for doing away with the regulation altogether. And then, you know, what we're seeing from the government overall in this space is a prioritisation of interests other than the environment in making decisions that affect the environment. Ultimately, you know, as a parent, I want to know that the planet that my kids inherit is at least as livable as the planet that we currently have, and preferably more livable given the damage that's been done to it over successive generations. They're certainly not getting that reassurance from this government.
Do you think farmers care about the environment?
I think many farmers do, and in fact, we've seen huge improvements in our, you know, farmers' performance when it comes to environmental issues in recent times, and government regulation's actually been one of the things that helps to drive that forward.
Emergency management, obviously, this damning review out yesterday with the, dismissing emergency management is not fit for purpose. What responsibility do you take, or does your government take, for having it in that state?
Well, I think emergency management in New Zealand over a long period of time, we weren't the only government to conduct a review here. This was a review kicked off under our government. There's been no shortage of reviews, and they've all come back and found that we need to continue working to improve the emergency management system. The reality is every emergency that we've dealt with in recent decades has been different, and it's highlighted different weaknesses in the system. We also need to have an honest conversation about that, though. We don't have a standing army of people sitting there waiting for an emergency to happen. When an emergency happens, it's largely volunteers in the first instance who kick into gear and actually lead the emergency response and provide the support at the front line to those who have been affected.
Why is it like that? I mean, you've been in government. Why wasn't that addressed? I mean, some of these holes around the professionalism of the response team, also around communication, the 111, system were pointed out.
Yeah, I think one of the big weaknesses in the system, and it's certainly something that we were looking to address, we've got legislation before the House at the moment, which I understand the current government are not proceeding with. And one of the big weaknesses in the system is it's largely left to local government to do that. And record, you know, a past record across the country shows that local government haven't done a very good job of that, and they haven't been adequately resourced to do that. Second, I guess, flaw, which again we identified during the flooding and the cyclones, they happened a few weeks after I became Prime Minister, was that actually the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, didn't have a lot of ability to direct the response. So it was really the local councils where all the power sits in terms of directing an emergency response, even if the expertise sits at the national level.
You mentioned the legislation you had drafted. Well, the government says that's falls so far short, it's full of so many holes, it needs to be scrapped and completely rewritten. Do you accept that?
Well, I'd like to see a detailed explanation of where they think it falls short and, you know, what exactly they're proposing to do differently. I think it does address a lot of the issues, particularly around the fact that the National Emergency Management Agency didn't have the sorts of tools to be able to step in and respond in events like the flooding and the cyclones. It does address those issues. You know, a throwaway slogan like that means nothing. I mean, what we're seeing at the moment is government by slogan. If they think it falls short, then say exactly how they think it falls short, and it can probably be improved.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was Labor Party leader Chris Hipkins.